So welcome everyone. It's a pleasure to have you here. This call will be about the clearing statement, the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which is one of the many tools from Access Consciousness that I'd like to share with you today. And my name is Laura Waldman, for those of you who don't know me. I'm a healer, I'm a teacher, I'm a facilitator. And my great passion in life is helping people to connect more to who they really are, to their divine self, if you will, their higher self, to help people become more of who they are in this body, on this planet, which isn't always easy. And as well with that is helping people to create the life that they truly desire. And help guide people or remind people that they are way more powerful than they realize. And I've spent years and years and years studying, reading, listening to many people, following many people around the whole visualization, manifestation tools and techniques and philosophies. And one of the big popular ones that came out was something called The Secret years ago, and that was probably one of my earlier introductions to this kind of thing. So it's been a huge interest of mine and continues to be. It's something that I'm always exploring and playing with. It's something I like to kind of experiment with all the time. And so in my years of using these tools, the basic idea being that we are the creators of our life, but often we create unconsciously. We don't even realize that we're creating our life. No one's told us that. So this is like, with this call and this tool, this is like the basic principles we're going by. So if it's not something that you resonate with, no problem. Just, you know, stay open, listen, feel into what feels right for you. If it is something that you feel already, then it might be a little bit easier for you to grasp this tool. So what I discovered with some of these basic creating, manifesting, visualizing tools was that I felt like there was kind of a missing piece, which was that, so for an example, let's say you want to visualize yourself with lots of money, or you want to visualize yourself really healthy, or you want to visualize yourself or create, you know, the perfect body size in your mind. So what I found was, so you'd visualize, you'd hold the vision, you'd see it in your mind. But what I noticed when I would use these tools and techniques with what I wanted to create in my life, that it, what would happen would, there'd be this energy that would come up, which would be the opposite of what I was trying to create. So an example may be, and in the very, very early days of me doing this work, I had heard from someone to like look in the mirror, and I had lots of issues with my body and how I looked, and I guess you could call it, yes, self-hate, and which was quite intense. And so one of the first things I did was you know, look in the mirror and tell yourself that you're beautiful. And so I started to do that practice, but then what would happen would be all the energy of all the beliefs I had about how I looked would come up, so that there was a disconnect between what I wanted to create, let's say seeing myself as beautiful, and how I felt about myself in the moment, which was not beautiful. So I felt that a lot of these tools and techniques for visualization and manifestation were missing this bit, which was like, well, what do you do when you don't actually believe whatever you're trying to create to be true? Or what do you do with all the energy and the beliefs that block you from being able to visualize or feel or see yourself in this other place? Another fantastic one I had was like around money. And it shifted over time now, but in the very, very beginning, it was like, well, it's not spiritual to desire money. It's not like, it's sort of, yeah, greedy. It's not good, basically. There was all this kind of negative charge around money, but yet I wanted or needed more money showing up in my life for what I was wanting in my life. So there was like this separation between what I wanted and then the vibration or the belief system in my body at the time, which was the money one, was like, yeah, it's not spiritual. That's really bad. That's really kind of greedy and low vibration to desire or to want to have more money in my life. So you see, so there's this like kind of disconnect and separation. So I recognized this over the years I was doing these tools, and I found some ways to kind of move through that. But I came across this tool called the clearing statement, and for me this is like the missing piece for manifesting, for creating creating whatever I wanted to create, and actually clearing whatever was no longer working for me. And it was incredibly effective for me, and I noticed I created a huge amount of change in some areas I've been really finding hard to change with this tool. So I feel I'd love to share it with you. I've been sharing it kind of privately in my one-to-one sessions with clients, and I thought this would be kind of a cool way to share more information about this tool in the best way that I possibly can. So what I want to start by saying is that this clearing statement doesn't make a huge amount of sense for our logical mind. It's a little bit out there. So what I'd love you to do is kind of be open and willing to bypass the logical mind. So if you're someone who really needs to understand how things work, this may frustrate you a little bit. I'm okay with that. I like, if something works, I'm happy to use it. I don't need to understand it. So an analogy that came into my head was, you know, we all use computers, but how many of us actually know how they work? But they work, and we use them. So, and I'm happy with using a computer and not understanding how the whole thing works. So maybe we can kind of apply the computer analogy to this tool. And once you know how it works, I'll say, go out and play with it. Like a child with a toy. Go out and play and see how it works for you, and see how you find it. And if you're not into it, it's cool. But it could just be something that helps you along the way. It's like another little tool in your tool belt. Because if you're anything like me, I've got a lot of tools in my tool belt, and it's kind of fun to bring them out whenever you need. So here we go. So the clearing statement. So this is a tool from this work called Access Consciousness. And the founder of Access Consciousness and this tool, the clearing statement, is a man named Gary Douglas. And there are thousands and thousands of tools within Access, and this is just one of them. So if you're interested in finding out more about Access and their tools, you can visit their website, which is accessconsciousness.com. And there's more information about the clearing statement. And after this call, if you think, oh my God, I have no idea what she's talking about, I'm still really confused, you can go to a website called www.theclearingstatement.com. And there's more information about the clearing statement on the Access Consciousness website. So there's other ways to find out more about this after this call. So let's begin. What we do with the clearing statement is we begin with a question. So whatever it is that you're wanting to change or manifest. So we could be using this tools for clearing anything that's no longer serving you, that's no longer working for you. And we can also use this tool for bringing in more of what you want in your life. So we can use it in lots and lots of ways. There's an infinite number of ways you can use this tool, but those are kind of two most obvious ones. So we always begin with a question. And I would like to start with something really simple as an example. So we're going to learn this clearing statement with lots of examples, because that's, I think, the best way to learn it, because, again, it doesn't make much logical sense with the mind. So let's take an emotion. Let's start this with something really kind of that we can probably all relate to, and let's start with fear. So let's say you have a lot of fear coming up for you, or there's fear just in the moment, and you're thinking, okay, I'm not really enjoying this feeling, and I'd like to change this. So what we can do is start with a question and start with the desire to change this fear. So that's step one. So we can say all of this fear, all that this is, and the next part is, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it? So basically, would you be willing to let it go? Would you be willing to change this fear? So this is the first part that's quite important. So all of this fear, or all that this is, this feeling that's coming up in my body, would I be willing to destroy it and uncreate it? So the idea being that if we're the creators of our life, that we have created this fear, so that we're going by these basic principles that we create everything. So then you're asking if you would be willing to destroy it, basically let it go, change it, and uncreate it. So uncreate anywhere you've created this fear. So that's the first question. Now, this is a really, really important part, because you may not want to change this. Now, this is the thing, this is, I think, where we can get like the sticking point sometimes in life, is that one bit of us may want to change something and another bit of us may not want to change. And this is what I find when I'm doing body work, when I'm doing healing work with people, is people will come in and say, yeah, I want to do this, I want to change this, and then their whole body says, no way, Jose, we're not going there. And that is very, very interesting to me. So we start with the question to ask, like, are you actually willing to change this thing? And this is where we need to get really honest. And for whatever reason, you may find your whole body kind of, everyone will probably experience it slightly differently, but it might kind of contract a bit. And for whatever reason, you're not ready, maybe. And that's worth getting clear about, because if things aren't, it may be a fantastic explanation of why things aren't changing. So, but we're going to go today with the assumption that you're willing to change, and you're willing to say yes to clearing this fear, for example. So all this fear, all that this is, all these feelings in my body, am I willing to destroy them and uncreate them? So we're going to assume that it's a yes. And then we say the clearing statement. You ready? Sounds a bit crazy. And it sounds like this. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Now, this clearing statement, which I'll do my best to explain in a minute, is kind of like a magic wand. And it's designed to bring up the energy, all of the energy of the fear in this example, and zap it out of existence. And it really is as simple as that. And this is where it's like, well, how does it work? Hey, I'm not even 100% sure how it works, but I know that it works. And I'm quite happy to use this tool, even though I don't know how it works. So this is where we kind of bypass the logical mind. And actually this tool, this clearing statement, that weird thing I just said, is designed to bypass our logical mind. Because if our logical mind could figure out the solutions to all our problems, it would have done so. So there's a whole lot of stuff running us that's very much not part of our, like, conscious logical mind. that we can't really access with our conscious logical mind. So we're kind of bypassing that and going to the energy kind of beneath whatever's showing up for us. So I'll say what the clearing statement sounds like again. It goes right, wrong, good, bad, podpoc, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And when you get kind of fast at it, you can just say it super, super, super fast to clear. So I'm going to read out an explanation of what each of those things mean in the best way possible. And you may still be kind of confused and not understand it. And that's really okay, and that's really normal. And like I said, I don't even really understand. I don't understand how it works completely, but I know that it works. So, hey, I'm happy with that. So right and wrong, good and bad, stands for what's right, good, perfect, and correct about this, and what's wrong, bad, awful, mean, vicious, and terrible about this. Right, wrong, good, bad stands for what's right, good, perfect, and correct about this, and what's wrong, bad, awful, mean, vicious, and terrible about this. So it's all of our judgments and point of views. Okay, so that's right, wrong, good, bad. Pod means the point of destruction. So this is the point of destruction immediately following whatever you decided. Basically, whatever you created. And it's basically like pulling the bottom card out of a house of cards. It all just collapses all at once. The whole thing falls down. That's what pod is designed to do. Poc is the point of creation. The point of creation of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions immediately preceding whatever you decided. And so we're talking about the very point that this thing, let's say this fear, was created in the very first place. We don't need to know or understand when that was, why that was, how that was. It's just clearing it. Okay? So the point of creation of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions immediately preceding whatever you decided. We're moving on. All nine stands for the nine layers of crap that we're taking out here. The nine layers of stuff that we clear energetically with this statement. So, and this is the stuff that you're generating yourself, that you're creating yourself. And the good news is because you create it, you can change it. So we're just kind of clearing it all out energetically with that part. Shorts stands for what's meaningful about this and what's meaningless about this. What's the punishment for this? And what's the reward for this? So what's meaningful about this? What's meaningless about this? What's the punishment for this? And what's the reward for this? And boys, they're not boys, I might imagine, they stand for something called nucleated spheres. And the nucleated spheres have to do with those areas of our life where we've tried to handle something continuously with no effect. So as we never get to the core of the issue. So I'm sure a lot of you have heard about peeling the layers of the onions. So we're just peeling back the layers of all the layers of our pain, all the layers of our crap, and eventually we get to the core of the issue. Now, the nucleated spheres is basically anything that, where we can never, ever get to the core of the issue. So, I've definitely done lots and lots of clearing around an issue, and I never, ever, ever, ever seem to get to the bottom of it. That's a nucleated sphere. So Gary Douglas uses an example of a kid's bubble pipe that have five little chambers at the end of it. And when you blow in it, it fills up with bubbles. And basically with this, if you pop one of the bubbles, another one fills in right away. It never goes away. So that's the kind of the same thing with these nucleated spheres. If we try and pop one of our quote-unquote issues, and it just pops up somewhere else. So with this clearing statement, we are actually clearing these nucleated spheres. And beyonds, these are the feelings or sensations that we get in our body that stop us dead in our tracks. So this is like deer in the headlights. So there can be lots of ways this happens, but let's say, for example, you get a bill that's way more than you expected, and you just, in that moment, you freeze, you stop, and you kind of like get all solid in time and space, and you freeze up. That's a beyond. And we usually have lots of areas in our life where we freeze up. Well, and it's difficult in many ways, but one of the ways is it stops us from being really present. So the clearing statement is designed to clear all the beyonds around an issue, so all the areas where we freeze up. And fear is a good example where that happens a lot. So that's just to give you a very kind of brief, a simple explanation of what this clearing statement is designed to do. It's designed to bring up all the energies around the thing that you want to clear and clear them. So it's designed to bring up as much of the energy of limitation and judgment as possible about the thing that you're clearing, and then kind of blast it out of existence. And what's really cool about the clearing statement is that it's capacity to clear all the hidden stuff that you aren't even aware of that keep you stuck. So all the blind spots. So, well, if you're anything like me, I've done lots and lots and lots of healing work and like going deep and searching, going into all of the pain and all of it. With this, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go through all the pain and the suffering, the reliving of the situation to clear the charge on it. It just clears. It's super simple. Again, how it works, I don't know. It works. I'm quite happy with that. So it's asking you, the clearing statement is asking what you're creating unconsciousness about, where you're shutting your awareness off that keeps you stuck in the part of reality that you're looking to change. So it's helping to bring more consciousness around the issue and more awareness around the issue. And I would like to ask you, are you ready for consciousness? Are you ready for change to be this easy? Because change can be this easy. It really can. And I think we massively overcomplicate things. So if you're someone that likes like simple ways to change, this might be a tool for you. If you like it, it's going to kind of be really like complicated and difficult for it to kind of feel meaningful, then maybe this might annoy you. But if you're ready to just find something super simple that works, then hey, you might have come to the right place. So now, like, yeah, let's take a deep breath and let go of anywhere you're needing to understand this. So this would be a great place to use a clearing statement. So anywhere you feel you need to really understand this clearing statement before you can start to use it, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that? And if the answer is yes, then we say right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So that's a very simple example of how you can use this. So let's go back to the fear. So now what we're going to do is just start using examples. And if you wish to, you can share some areas in your life where you feel stuck if you want to share. And we can and work with that and create some questions for you and show you how you can use a clearing statement if you wish. So I want to share an example of how I use this clearing statement today. I use this clearing statement all day long because things come up all day long. I don't know if that's the same for you, but I have lots of kind of feelings or sensations or awareness around areas where I keep myself stuck and where I limit myself. And any time I catch myself limiting myself or going into a contracted space of being, I whip out the clearing statement. So I'm using it all day long. And you do it in your head if you're out in public. You can say it out loud if you want, but you don't need to. So today for this call, I felt kind of like nervous, I felt excited, but I also felt kind of like kind of this fear come up. Fear is probably a little bit strong, but so that I was like, okay, all the fear that I have around this call, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Yes, I was. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. Poof. And what happens, if you're aware, if you're kind of body aware, is you should start to feel just a little bit lighter. Just a little bit. Maybe a lot of it. Maybe a lot lighter. So that's where we know, just as a kind of a nice reference point, that if you feel a little bit lighter or a little bit calmer or there's a little bit more space in your body, that's the clearing statement working. Sometimes I'm aware of that lighter feeling, and sometimes I'm just kind of like doing it and not really being super aware. But I've done it for long enough now that I know it's creating change. So the other thing, so that was like a clearing with the fear with this call. And the other thing I used was like, well, what would it take to have a really awesome call tonight? So, what would it take to create a call that really is a contribution to people's lives and helps people and, yeah, supports people on their path? That was the question. And anything that doesn't allow that to happen, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? And yes, I would. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. So we ask the question, anything, in that example, anything that doesn't allow this to be the case, that anything is literally anything. So any energies, known or unknown, that may be blocking this from happening, will I destroy and uncreate it? Will I clear it? Will I let it go? And what's awesome, awesome, awesome about this tool, well, what I find awesome about this tool, is that you don't need to know what it is. And again, if you're anything like me, I've done years and years of what I call now analysis paralysis. We're like analyzing things to death, and you're going round and round. Oh, why I feel this, and why is that, and oh, it's because my mother, or because of that, and then that happened, and then and just like go around and around in circles. Mm-hmm. And great, I might intellectually understand something, but it doesn't help me to actually clear or shift what the thing is in the first place. It might bring a bit more awareness around the issue and why it's there, but it doesn't actually help to clear it. So what I love about this is like, God, I don't need to understand it now. I can just clear it. I can just get on with it. And sometimes, you know, it's interesting to have a bit more information, but it's not necessarily the thing that's going to help you shift, for example. I'm going to share a few more examples. And we'll see if anyone wants to speak up and share anything in their life. So we can start. There's just endless ways that you can use this tool. So it's really about getting kind of creative, and also becoming familiar enough with it to know how to use it, which is what I'm hoping this call will do, or at least begin the process of doing for you. So let's start with clearing. So let's start with emotions. So we've touched on fear, but you can do it with anger. You can do it with guilt. You can do it with all sorts of that crappy stuff that keeps us feeling kind of stuck. So what we do, right, and I'm sure you've noticed, is like we buy into the thing is real. So we buy into the fear is real, like there's really something that we need to fear. But what if that's just a creation? What if that doesn't really, in a sense, it exists because it's coming up for you, but what if the story you're telling yourself around it doesn't really exist? It's just a story. So again, let's say there's guilt, like, you know, God, we've all experienced guilt. Like, what if that's just some kind of like bullshit way we kind of use to keep ourselves really small and really contracted? Or, and the anger as well. It's another fantastic way to kind of keep us kind of stuck as well sometimes. Sometimes we really need it. You know, sometimes these energies are useful. But a lot of the times, as I know you'll know, is they kind of can run our life and become very unuseful, very the opposite of useful, and become kind of like, kind of start running our lives. So all these emotional stuff, like so, you're having a guilt attack, let's say. So all the guilt, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that? Yes? Fantastic. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. All the guilt, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it? Yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And what you can do is you run it until it clears. You keep saying it until you feel free of that feeling. You might not want to do it constantly. You could do it constantly. Or you might just want to keep coming back. And every time you have a rush of it again, you say the clearing statement again. So just to say that it's not like you say the clearing statement once and it never comes back again. But what it does is it clears the energy in the moment. But then we might be recreating again and recreating it again and recreating it again. So then we keep using the clearing statement to clear. Because, you know, we have a lot of these things in place as habits as well. And so we've often been living whatever your pattern is. Mine, like, you know, I go into anger. That's one of my defenses, is I have this of a temper, and anger has been very effective for me in my life, and it particularly protects the kind of vulnerable part. So even since I was little, anger was the emotion where I went to most comfortably, in a sense. And it wasn't comfortable, but you know what I mean, that's where I went. And we all have our kind of place that we, our kind of default space that we go to. So when anger comes up and I remember in the moment to catch it, I'll use the clearing statements. All the anger, all this anger, would I be willing to destroy and create it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And I'll clear it. But what's quite funny is sometimes I don't want to clear it because sometimes it's working for me. And this is where, again, we become honest with ourselves. But actually, once you're ready and once you're kind of done with whatever you're doing, it's really useful to whip out the clearing statement. So that's just a kind of a little example of how you can use it with emotions. And sometimes there can be layers. And if you sense, sometimes with the emotions, I sense that there's something underneath that. So you can even say, so all the anger or all the fear, all the guilt, destroy and create it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. And anything underneath that, would I destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And then if you feel like there's a layer underneath that, anything underneath that, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. So sometimes you might get a sense, it depends how kind of, I don't know, sensitive or where you are, but you can also kind of go through some layers of the emotion. But don't worry so much about that. Just the first time will be the first line will be fine. So that's about clearing. And there's a gazillion ways that we can clear. And I want to now talk a little bit about manifesting and using this for creation as well. Yeah, what is it in your life that you'd really like to have show up for you? And I don't know, I think a stuck point for a lot of people might be money, let's say, stuff around money. And there's so much charge on money, oh my God. There's so much charge on money, there's so much charge on sex. So you can there's so much to play with those subjects. In particular, so something really simple might be that maybe you're needing to be making more money than you currently are. So you could ask a kind of a general question, like, what would it take for more money to show up in my life? And anything that doesn't allow that, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Yes? right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And then we can get more specific. So you may know, like, exactly how much more money you need to feel comfortable. So another question would be, how much money or what would it take to have an amount of money that would create ease and joy in my life? What would it take to create or manifest or bring in an amount of money that would create ease and joy in my life? And anything that doesn't allow that, so I destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And you can get really, really specific. So about like items that you may need or want or that will just bring you more ease and joy in your life. And that's okay. It's really okay to ask for these things. And anything, so like you can just go into all sorts of fun directions. So anything that tells you that it's not okay to ask for the things that you want, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So when you start asking, notice the energies that come up. So let's say we're asking for the things we want, like, oh, but God, who the hell am I to ask for that? God, that's so selfish or greedy, or whatever the judgment is, or whatever the shit is that comes up in your universe when you start asking for things. Destroy and uncreate all of that, please. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. All of those energies are designed to keep you stuck. They're designed to keep you small. They're designed to stop you from being the magnificent, powerful, infinite being that you truly are. And with this tool, we can stop buying into that. It's just like a judgment. It's just like a belief system or a thought form, and it's probably not even yours. It's probably something you've, like, absorbed, bought into from somebody else as well. So it's kind of like, as well, we've been kind of, like, implanted with all these belief systems that run us and stop us from doing what we've come here to do, creating what we want to create, being who we want to be, having what we want to have. So there are so many areas you can go. Let's touch on love and relationship. And the thing is, with all of these subjects, there's so much to it. You know, it might take a little bit of digging or exploring to figure out what it exactly is you're asking for. So we're kind of doing quite general because I want to just kind of give you some ideas of how you can use this and then go and apply it at home. But let's say someone's not in a relationship and they want to have a relationship. So what would it take to have a relationship? And maybe let's get a little specific. I don't know, is it a member of the opposite sex or the same sex, or is it a friend or is it a lover? Like, what kind of relationship is this you're asking for? Because that famous saying goes, be careful what you ask for, you just might get it. So yeah, what am I really asking for here? And what am I really wanting here? So like, let's say relationship, you want, what kind of, how does this look? Are you living together? Or is it just a love affair? Is it like a committed thing? You know, get a little bit specific. What would it take to have a relationship with all the specifics that bring me ease and joy? Yeah, like, unless you want a relationship that brings you trauma and drama, you can ask for that, but I'm assuming you don't, but maybe you do. So anyways, it's about asking, like, what would it take to have this relationship that brings me whatever it is you want? Like, what do you want to experience from a relationship? And anything that doesn't allow that to show up with ease and joy, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? And feel, is it a yes or a no? Hopefully it's a yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And similar, if you're in a relationship where there's struggles and where there's problems, often what we do is we just go into contraction. We go into, this is shit, and like, there's no way out of this, and we go into combat, or we retreat or whatever we do. But what if we were to go into the question, like, what else is possible here for this relationship? And whatever the issue is, what would it take for this relationship to change in whatever ways you want it to change? So you can start getting, like, what if you are a master creator? What if you are way more powerful than you ever realized? So what do you want to create for this relationship, let's say, that's struggling, let's say? And so what would it take for this relationship to change? And then you can kind of fill in the specifics of what that is. And anything that doesn't allow that, any energies that are in place that do not allow that, would you be willing to destroy and create it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Poof. Magic wand. In that moment. Now, what you will need to do is revisit this. You will need to revisit it again and again and again. Some things I've noticed change really fast. It's really cool, like instantly. Something I've noticed for me personally take a little bit more work. They take a little bit longer, and I don't know why that is. Maybe because I'm not really ready to change that thing, or maybe because some things are a bit more stuck. I don't know. But so just keep plugging away. What I have is pinboard, and I've written down all the areas that I'm wanting to change, like areas that I'm wanting to see change. So I've got areas around business. I've got areas around money. I've got areas around sex. I've got areas around me and how I want to be in this world, and certain things I want to create, and then certain things I want, like, for example, I want a new Mac laptop. And so I'm asking for that. What would it take for a new laptop to show up as soon as possible? And anything that doesn't allow that, would I be willing to destroy and create it? Hell yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds, as an example. And so for, let's say, like a Mac laptop, maybe it will take a little while to show up. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll happen right away. And just on that, on things manifesting, what's amazing is all the ways that we limit ourselves and how we can receive the thing. So we assume, like, let's say with the Mac laptop, it needs to come through money. So I need to earn money in order to buy a laptop. But how limiting is that? Like, it's completely blocking off, for example, all the other ways that I could receive a Mac laptop. Would I be willing to receive it as just a gift? Like a miraculous gift in ways that I can't even imagine with my mind. For example, like, what if someone just decided to give me a Mac laptop? Would I be willing to receive that? Actually, I would. And there was a point when I wouldn't. But I've been doing this clearing statement on the Mac laptop for a few weeks. And actually, I've got to the place where, yeah, I really would like, my body and being is open now to receiving that. And I will receive it in many ways. And I'm not going to limit how I receive it. So this is the other thing. We have so many ideas and points of views and judgments on how we can receive things in our life and how things can show up. Like, we've decided that things can only show up in a very particular way. But that massively, massively, massively closes all the other doors and all the other possibilities. So jumping all around, but just wanting to give you kind of like different ideas and different ways that you can play. What about, let's talk about sex for a minute. So, like, what would it take to have like awesome, amazing sex where you like completely enjoy it and it's completely delicious and enjoyable for you and your body? And anything that doesn't allow that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Maybe not, but maybe yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And if there's been some charge that's come up even with that question, all that is, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all?
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, right all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Thank you. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. So sometimes a charge comes up for us and we don't even know what that is. Again, we could do the analysis paralysis, like to call it, or we can just clear that. So all that is, like, what the hell is that? I don't even need to know what that is. All that is, would I be willing to destroy and create it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all mine, short with both beyonds. I wanna share a story with you. And so one of the things that's been really hard for me is really being who I am on this planet. Because who I am and the stuff I'm into is a little bit different. It doesn't really fit into this reality as it runs. And I've been practicing as a healer since 2003. But what I've noticed is I was very much like undercover. I call myself like the undercover healer. And so people would only really get to know me if they came for one-to-one sessions with me. And then I'd feel safe to kind of share all my weird and wacky, wonderful stuff. But when I went out into the world, I'd be kind of like pretending to be normal, if that makes any sense. So I'm going around like, yeah, you know, I'm doing the school run. Like, yeah, I'm like super normal. I'm just like everybody else. But I have not been willing up until this point to really show up as who I truly am. So what I noticed was, like, for years, I have had the vision or the idea that I need to be teaching. And I need to be standing up in front of groups of people and teaching and speaking what I know and, like, sharing what I know and speaking about what I know. But this has been, like, the most crazy, paralyzing fear for me. And I was at this point, like, working one-to-one with clients, and I could not possibly see how the hell I was going to get, like, maybe one day, like, on stage, for example, let's say. So when I started using this clearing statement, this is, like, for me, like, one of the areas where I've seen so much change. Because I started using it around being who I am, being who I am, and being willing to show up as who I am no matter what, no matter what judgment is projected at me, no matter what how I'm received, and no matter what people say, and all that is. Would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Yes, I would. Thank you. Right, wrong, good, bad, pot, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, meons. So what I started to do was use this clearing statement around doing what I've come here to do, being who I've come here to be, being who I am authentically in the world, no matter what. And anything that doesn't allow me to do that, and anything that doesn't allow you to do that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all, please? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And so I started running this clearing statement, and I've been doing it like I do it every day around being my authentic self in the world, being all of me. And one of the clearings I run is anywhere I've cut off from parts of me, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that? Yes, I would. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. And what would it take for all of me? What would it take for all of you to be here on this planet in the fullness that you truly are? And anything that doesn't allow you to do that, anything that doesn't allow me to do that, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? And maybe you won't, and that's okay, but for the benefit of this moment, we're going to say yes, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, melons. And you may notice an energy that comes up or a charge that comes up even with the question and all that is, would you be willing to destroy and create it? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. And all that is, would you be willing to destroy and create it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Does anyone have any questions? Anything that they'd like to share? Anything that's coming up? Anything you'd like help with?
Uh, Hi, Laura. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
It's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello. I would like to get rid of something. I'm not sure the right question to ask, but people at work that are having a negative effect on me because they're acting negatively towards me, and they play my mind more than the positive. I don't know what the question is to ask about that.
So just explain a little bit more. So these are the people that you work with. They affect
there's
you a, negatively?
There's a couple of people. I mean, I work with lots of people. Some of them are really nice. But it's the ones that are negative towards me or have not responded well to things that I've said. Or, you know, these are the people that I would like to... they're the people that stay with me. I think it's anger I'm responding towards them.
Okay.
And I would like to let that go because it's affecting me more and it's stopping me from getting on with my work and... I can't let letting the positive stuff in. That's the problem with people that are nice at work.
So when you're feeling that they're being negative, you feel angry.
Yes, my first emotion is anger towards them.
Okay.
And then I have to kind of moderate that a bit and think it through. And I don't react angrily. I want to react angrily towards them.
Yeah.
Send them up a horrible email.
Okay.
Wind them up and tell them what I think of them.
Okay. So again, with this, it's kind of like sometimes we need to like a little bit of like investigating to find out exactly what's happening. But because you've shared the anger, so let's just clear the anger. So all the anger around, you know, all the reaction and the anger that you have around these people at work, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Awesome. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And then you can go into, so you can do the clearings and just keep clearing the anger until the charge is gone. And then you can start asking kind of generative or creative questions, which was what would you like to create for this dynamic for you and yourself? So, for example, like, how would you like to be around these colleagues? Like, how would you like, rather than getting angry, how would you like to be around these people?
I think at the moment I don't show the anger. I'm kind of passive, but maybe I do show the anger to them. I don't know.
How would you like to feel inside around them?
I would like to feel unaffected by it, or because I'm not going to change them, and so.
Yeah.
I'd like to feel positive towards them, even though I don't feel that.
Yeah.
Or just to feel neutral, I suppose.
Awesome. Great. So the first step could be clearing the anger. So all the anger, destroy and create it. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. And you can keep saying that. It's all the charge, all this junky stuff that you're feeling, destroy and uncreate it. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. So this is what how you can use it to yourself.
Yeah.
When you're sitting and stewing, you know, at work, all that this is, you don't even need to know what it is. All that this is, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Then ask yes if it's yes or no. Is it yes in this moment or no?
Yes.
Awesome. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And then you can ask, like, well, what would it take to be in total allowance of my colleagues and how they are? And anything that doesn't allow me to be total allowance of my colleagues and who they are and what they're choosing for their life, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wasn't totally convinced by that yes, but okay, we'll pretend it's a strong yes. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. So then you can ask, how would you like to be an allowance of who they are, or would I like to feel peaceful around them, or would I like to feel ease around them? So you can ask, like, what is it you'd like to have as this relationship? And then it's kind of like investigating a little bit about what's going on. You know, sometimes action is might be needed. So, like, what action can I take here to remedy this situation? And anything that doesn't allow me to do that in a way that's peaceful, a way that's easy, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that? right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond. So it's sort of getting clear on what you want to create for that relationship as well. And sometimes it's even starting, like for me, like I just start with clearing the charge. And then once the charge is clear, we can get a little bit more clear about like what it is you're needing. So,
and you become better at it the more you, because it's quite a lot. Just even asking the questions is quite, I mean, you're very good at doing it, cause, you know, but I'm finding it quite hard to, like, say, get to the nub of the question. So the more you do it, the better you become at finding the right way, the right question to pose.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. There isn't really, like, a right or wrong way to ask the question. But I understand that people can get stuck, and I know that people sometimes, I've heard this before, that, you know, people feel like they, like there's kind of a right or wrong question. It's just, it's asking, it's first of all being willing to clear whatever it is that's in the way, and then asking yourself, well, what do you want to see happen? What do you want to see this difference? Because what we do is we get very much, stuck in what's not working. And we're very good as humans staying into the kind of like the complaining place where we're very good at focusing on the negative. And what we're not so good at is remembering, hey, because maybe we don't even know, I can change this. And so like, what would I like to see show up differently here? And we often just get completely sucked into the shit show, basically. So it's like, okay, one great question to start with, if you don't know any other question, is what else is possible here? What else is possible? What else is possible? And just by asking the question, it kind of opens doors. It opens energetic doors to what else is possible that we haven't even considered. And anything that doesn't allow me to see that or know that, would I be willing to destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad. Pot and pock, all nine, short boys and beyonds. So I'm aware that we've come to the end of the hour. We're coming to the end of the hour. And I'm aware that we could talk about this for probably another hour. lots and lots of juicy stuff happening here. So does anyone else have a quick question before we draw to a close?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hello. My question was, this is Katie, by the way, Katie Sable.
Oh, hello. Hi, Katie.
Hi, I made it.
You did, well done.
From California. Wow. My question was, in terms of like it being simple and going through that process, like if there's a very... I seem to have, there's a shame. I was working with someone recently, and the thing that I need to really work on is a very old, deep-rooted shame that seems to be attached with most of the things that I'm working with right now. I'm definitely at that sort of next transitional stage, so it's been affecting my career, my health, my appearance, and my finances, like all of those areas. If it's the same issue, but that's affecting all different areas, you need to try and clear it for each area, or do you need to, you know what I mean? Or is it just the actual sensation itself that needs to be cleared?
Well, I mean, I'd say all of it. If you have a sense that the shame is the root of all of that's showing, all the stuff that's showing up in your life, mm-hmm. then you can focus on just the shame. The only thing with that is that there's no question there. And this is in a way is another tool, which is going to be another call, by the way, called staying in the question. So how to kind of stay in the question. So I probably, if it was me, I'd probably like spend a little bit of time focusing on each areas, on kind of what you want to create for your work, what you want to create for your body, what you want to create for your kind of personal relationship. I'd probably, because all of them you might find have slightly different energies, but if you feel like you've got to the core and it's shame, then all the shame, all that is, And all that's creating all this kind of crap in your life, would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Yeah? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyond. I'm going to ask you again, all the shame. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, beyond, and anything that doesn't allow you to clear all the shame. Would you be willing to destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. There's a slight hesitation to your yes. I don't know. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to just check.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's like, is this a yes? Is this a yes? And this is where, this again, where we need to get really honest, because, you know, whatever it is that's creating whatever it is in our life, maybe we're not really enjoying it, but like maybe somewhere we're kind of getting something from that. There's some benefit somewhere to that thing. And this is where it's so interesting when you ask the question, am I actually willing to change this? Because actually, there might be, the answer might be no, because there may be something you're getting from this that you're not really willing to change. And this is where it's like the super honest. And then you can say, well, anything that's not allowing me to change this thing, would I be willing to destroy it and create all of that? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. And that feels a little bit lighter to me. So it's kind of like, in a way, I laugh because it's kind of fun. Like, we can just kind of keep playing. And that's why I say it's like a toy. It's like a toy you can go out and play with. And what I'd like to say, because we need to draw to a close now, and I'm sorry, I'd love to spend like so much more time talking and clearing with you guys. Please feel free to email me if you have any questions, or if you're like, some things from this call is like kind of triggered or sparked up stuff for you. I'd be really happy for you to email me, and I can like help you a little bit on via email if that helps. And it's laurawaldman@gmail.com. So please feel free to contact me if you have any more questions that come up for you. So I want to thank you so much for joining this call. I've really enjoyed it. I hope you're not too confused. I've given you something to go out and play with. Like I said, you can visit the website www.theclearingstatement.com, where Dr. Dane here, who's the co-founder of Access, can talk you through it a little bit more. And I'm here to answer any of your questions as well, so please feel free to get in touch with me. And I hope you have a lovely evening. I'm about to go to California. Still got lots of time. And, yeah, I will be sending out a link to this recording as well. So you can re-listen to it if you're feeling a little bit confused or need a little bit extra help. So have a lovely, lovely evening. It's been a great pleasure sharing this time with you. And hope to speak with you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Lots of love. Take care.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.